This is Yarrabelly FM 99.1 Council Connection Show.
Thank you, Greg, and welcome to the Council Connection Show. This is Michael Goodrich, your Community Development Officer for the Upper Yarra, and welcome to this month's show. We've got a jam-packed show, which is pretty exciting. We've got a few different guests, and we've got lots to share because, very luckily, and I'm very glad about this, that things are slowly to open up, so the libraries are here to talk about all things libraries, and their doors are reopened and got new events happening in place in Yarra Junction and Hills, which was very exciting. We're also talking with Deb, who's our storm recovery team, and talking about how council's supporting the impacts of the storm in communities and looking at a community-led recovery. We've got a few members from our Freezer Committee, which is our Youth Events and Music Committee, Chloe and Nick joining us today, talking about what they've got planned for live music events and other things happening across the Yarra Ranges. And also, lastly, we've got a few updates around some mental health first aid training we're available for a men's session and a senior session coming up that is free for community volunteers. So great that you can join us today. Hopefully, unfortunately, it was a beautiful start of the day with sunshine, but now the rain has started, and this has kind of been a bit of a thing this year, this unexpected weather. And Deb, that's all your life been like in this storm recovery team. How are you, Deb?
I'm doing really well, Michael. Thanks for having us. Living up in the hills, since well before the storm, but as a community member myself who was heavily impacted by the storm and worked with part of our amazing community to establish relief and recovery efforts in Kalorama. We were just one of the groups that were impacted by the storm in June, and there's been incredible work done by all of our communities across the Yarra Ranges, and it seems like we're continuing to get hit by more of those storms. And our community is continuing to stand up. So that's, we're looking to help support our communities moving forward. But we're looking forward to some clean weather soon.
Yes, definitely is. And it's you've obviously lived it yourself, living in the hills as well. Post the storm, recent storm, council's responded by setting up a storm recovery team. Directly work and help community recover and have this community-led recovery response to the storm and other disasters that are happening as well. So can you tell us a bit about what your role is in that team, Deb?
Sure. So there's myself and Jess Adams, and we are community recovery officers. So some people may or may not be aware that recently after the storm, Council established a new directorate called the Recovery Directorate, and that was specifically to actually help our communities across the ranges, not only impacted by the storm, but also the ongoing COVID lockdown. So we have a bit of a dual responsibility. As community recovery officers, we are kind of the link between council and community. And our role is to listen to understand and to work with, in particular, our storm impacted communities, and especially those who want our help. So we've been connecting with the community groups who have been most involved in the storm recoveries. We are going to be working with the community recovery committees, so the four regional community recovery committees that are being established and will be up and running very soon to help support their recovery plans, their activities and their priorities. But the key message that we just want to get across, Michael, is that we are supporting a community-led recovery. We know from past experience and from many other disasters across Australia and the world that the more a community actually drives their own recovery, the more involved they are in their own recovery, the better outcomes for that community. So our role as council is not to step in or step over, but very much to support, to walk alongside our community and to provide some support, some advocacy, however we can help, to enable our communities to rebuild, to renew, and to reconnect.
Yeah, thank you. And like that you said before a few times, yeah, it is a big job. And there has been some amazing work coming from that those recent storms in the Hills, particularly seeing communities stepping up in individuals and groups and organisations to really have that community-led recovery. So when we say community recovery, what does that look like? What have you seen as some great examples of community recovery in the Yarra Range just recently?
Okay, so there's been a lot happening, and certainly we've had support, and I know that this is reflected across the Yarra Range, not just the Hills, but the Hills were very heavily impacted. Mm. We had support from all across Victoria, but some of our key groups, and we've had some key community groups step up and just establish themselves after the storm. Now that we're open, now that people can start to reconnect, Kalorama had a children's Halloween event on the weekend. We know that communities are starting to open up. The houses are starting, community houses are going to be starting to open up soon. We're also going to be hitting the road. So where we have had community hubs based at Alinda and Kalorama, there will still be a static hub available, but that will evolve depending on what community needs. But our community hubs are going to be hitting the road. So we're going to be heading out to Kalorama, Alinda, Mount Dandenong, Mount Evelyn and Montrose in November, December, and we'll have some dates out shortly. We'll have posters out across the town so that people can see, and they'll be up on their website. But the idea is that we can start to reconnect with our community face-to-face, something we've really been missing, and be more accessible. So we're going to be out in the street more accessible and extend our reach to community members who may not have been ready to get in touch and ask for help before now, and also to make sure that we can cover more of the Hills. And depending on the community response, we'll actually get out there to broader Yarra Ranges after Christmas and then the new year. So the communities have been taking a little bit of a break, I think, and just taking a breath, particularly with homeschooling and everything like that, and now starting to see the township groups really rally. We had a meeting with some of the township groups last week, and they are incredible. We've had the yarn bombing in Montrose. We've got if anyone that hasn't seen it, there have been people knitting covers to poles and posts, and it's and tying little presents to trees, and just really trying to show community that we're all here still for each other, which is amazing.
Yeah, and some beautiful examples of like those different initiatives that can support recovery, because I think hard for a storm too, because you think, oh, the storm's come and the trees are being cleared and you're making your house and the power's back on. But that's not recovery, is it?
No.
Yeah, so when we speak, and I think, you know, people talk about recovery, what does that really look like, and what does that mean?
Well, recovery is such a more, I suppose, complex part of a disaster. When, you know, immediately after the event, we're all into, you know, getting food and water and power and everything back. But recovery is so much more of a longer journey. So part of our role will be to ensure that, you know, we can provide links and access through to health and wellbeing support and the mental health support that's such an important part of recovery. Also for those that have had their properties impacted. We know that BRV has been working with communities to help clear dangerous trees, etc.
I'll pause you there too, because you've done an acronym, BRV. Can you tell us what BRV is?
Oh, BRV, sorry.
That's all right.
Okay, Bushfire Recovery. There I go. Bushfire Recovery Victoria. So they've been working up and across the Hills and their registration's recently closed, but they've been doing a lot of work. But it's also just an awareness, you know, we need to support families and children who have been through so much. We know that for families that even the storms from last week, and I, like many people, lost power for days, but there's an impact on children, and these things trigger. So we know that recovery will be a long journey. We know our community is incredibly strong, but we know that there's a lot that will be needed to actually help our communities right across the ranges recover.
Yeah, and it's so true. I think you think about, you know, bushfires might happen years ago, and when you have a nuisance come and you might see somebody burning off and you get people smell smoke, that can bring back memories and experience. So it's naturally hard to deal with, and people need more support in those times. And same thing with the storms. You know, you've gone through a storm up at your home, but when a new storm is out, so it's a bit windy or hard rain, that can bring back some really strong memories for people, and particularly for young people as well.
Absolutely.
And so part of this recovery is also supporting that, those knowing, being aware of that trauma-informed practice as well.
Absolutely. And the other thing is that our environment has been decimated in many areas. And we know that across the ranges and particularly up in the hills, the area that we live in is a sanctuary. And we walk the parks and they're like family. And the trees are, in a way, may sound strange, but they're like family to us. So much of that has been devastated. And so for our environmental groups, our warriors, our communities that love the environment that we live in, there's a long journey there as well, you know, and not to mention our businesses. So who were not only impacted by the storm, but then COVID as well. So while Jess and I focus on the community recovery, we have a number of teams that are looking at every aspect of recovery. So it's not just about, you know, the environment. It's not just about business. It's community, it's wellbeing, it's mental health. It's a long journey, but we are here for the long haul and we are here to help.
Yeah, beautiful. And so is there anything particularly you want to give a call out for or promote that's coming up soon?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, our community recovery hubs are hitting the road. So we'll be in Kalorama, Alinda, Mount Dandenong, Mount Evelyn and Montrose before Christmas. We'll have some dates out shortly for people. Those will be there from 2:30 till 6:30 on a weekday, and we are trying to get into one of the markets so we've got some access on the weekend. But the main thing we'd like to share with your listeners is if anyone has been, you know, severely impacted by the storm and hasn't reached out as yet, or there's a community group that you think you're involved in or someone you know who's been heavily involved in the storm and wants to be a part of this ongoing process, please get in touch, and you can reach us through our community recovery email address, and that is communityrecovery@yarrarangers.vic.gov.au. So communityrecovery@yarrarangers.vic.gov.au, or you can call 1300 368 333. That's 1300 368 333, and ask for community recovery, and you'll get to speak to Jess or myself, and we'll be looking forward to your call.
Yeah, thank you, Deb. And also, I think we've got a new page set up on the website as well, on Council's website, to be able to find out more. There's some great webinars there, but also information on a newsletter you can receive, updates. So that website there, how to find that is?
So it's Yarra Rangers Support. So if you go to the main Yarra Rangers page, you'll see a little box saying support, and you can go through there. We have the webinars, so some of the mental health webinars that have been great on helping young people and families and getting back from COVID and storm trauma recovery. So we've got webinars on there. So that's Yarra Rangers Support, and you can Google that, and that'll take you direct to our support page, or just go through to the Yarra Rangers website and you'll see support on the front homepage. Click that and it will take you through. And that website is continuing to evolve, and we're going to have more links to the great services and agencies that help support us right across the ranges.
Yeah, thank you so much, Deb. So again, if you want to find out more, you can go to the Yarra Rangers Council website and to search support. Thank you so much, Deb. And again, if you are a community group or just a community member and you want to actually, you know, have some ideas around wanting to be involved in supporting your community to recover, you can contact those details. Or a business or an organisation you want to be involved, please don't hesitate to reach out. If you've got an idea, we'd love to hear it. Or if you're just not quite sure where to start, we'd like to talk to somebody. Deb and Jess are there to talk to you and help you out as well. So appreciate you. Thank you much, Deb, and love to have you on again in the near future to hear a bit more about how that's looking for that community-led recovery through the storms as well. Thank you so much. And welcome back to the Council's Connection Show on Yarra Valley FM. And our next guest is Steve, our L2P coordinator at Yarra Rangers Council. G'day, Steve.
Hello, Michael. Hello, everyone.
Yeah, it's good to see you. Good to hear from you. It's been interesting times for L2P with the lockdowns, and it's been probably challenging for young people to be trying to get their license, get their P plates and stuff. And so it's been great to see things opening up now and getting back on board for the L2P program. So if people haven't heard about L2P, can you give us a bit of an overview of what is L2P?
Sure. And let's explain the acronym as well. So L2P stands for Learner to Probationary. And it's a program that's run through the Department of Transport with GROADS, and it aims at helping young people out that don't have access to someone that has a car or to a person that can take them driving to get those 120 hours that are required now to get their license. So it's a real tough journey for a lot of them, especially coming out of COVID where they haven't been able to drive. Our program's been start and stop during that time. And a lot of those young people wouldn't have been able to drive with their parents if their parents had that capacity to do that. And there's a big gap now in that space where they need their license to get those jobs that are popping up at the moment.
Mm, exactly. And so, yeah, this is it. For the young people, it's putting them, don't have access to a car or somebody to help them to partner that young person up with a mentor.
Yeah, so all of our learners, when they connect into the program, we line them up with a volunteer mentor. So essentially someone that would fill in that space of a parent or a friend or a colleague or whoever that young learner is driving with, that volunteer comes and sits in that place. We provide the vehicle and the volunteer and the learner get to head out on wonderful drives through our lovely Yarra Valley when it's not so windy and wet as it is today, and get to build up those skills and that practice for that learner. So it's a really amazing program where we're connecting people in the community to each other, but also connecting those young people that might have barriers to the community as well.
Yeah. And those mentors have got some really great training to support them to be able to not only provide some good instructions of how to drive and being safety, but also just being a good mentor and a partner and how to teach young people how to drive as well.
Yes, spot on. So we put all of our volunteers through training to give them a little bit of an edge over a general person supervising. But we also have professional instructors in our program that help make sure that the learners and the mentors are up to scratch and driving safely and following the road rules. We do need some more professional instructors, so a little shout out there if you are a professional instructor and you're listening right now as you're driving around, do reach out and get in contact with the details at the end of the segment and we'll hopefully get you on board. But yeah, we have them trained and it keeps everyone safe. So not just the two that are using the car, but also the rest of us in the community so that we can provide some safer drivers out there as well.
Yeah, definitely. Yep, through the some amazing place we live in Yarra Ranges, but there are some roads that you need to make sure you're safe with, and the changing weather as well. So having young people and all of us, that are well skilled in driving is really important to keep us all safe as well. So it's really great that things now are opening up, restrictions are easing, so now people can get back into learning how to drive and doing lessons.
Indeed, we've just had word in the last week that we've got sort of half of our approvals that we need to be able to get back into the car and get on the road. Mm-hmm. And we're just trying to make sure that we've got everything in line this week so that we can kick off and keep people, one, safe while they're in the car, not just with road rules and getting the other drivers, but also with the impacts of COVID that they've had on our community. Mm-hmm. So super excited to be able to have people back out driving safely again.
Yeah, beautiful. So yeah, a bit of a shout before to any professional driving instructors that there's an opportunity for there to contact yourself and be informed about how they might be involved in the program. But are you looking for any mentors or how people can be part of or apply to be part of the LTP program?
Definitely. So on the lookout for volunteers all the time as well. So and for the volunteers, a lot of the questions that we get is, do I need to be an A-class driver? No, we want regular people that have their own driving experience they can bring to the program, because that's experience they can impart to those learners. So we run our volunteers through a training process and an induction process. There's a few checks there, but we are definitely on the lookout for volunteers. The best way to find out more is to do one of two things, and that's for the instructors as well, if you are a professional instructor, to do one of two things. Jump on our website, which is part of the council website, which is yarrarangers.vic.gov.au/L2P, the number two. Alternatively, you can send an email direct to me, which is L2P, again, L number two, letter P, at yarrarangers.vic.gov.au, and we can hopefully chase up from there and get you as part of the program.
Yeah, beautiful. And that volunteering and being a mentor is such an incredible opportunity. I know, like, Yarrans has a really high percentage of volunteers, but, to teach a young person how to drive, that's like really, it's an amazing significant milestone in someone's life. So to be a mentor, be part of that experience is such a beautiful thing to be able to volunteer for, but also for yourself as a volunteer, you receive so much as being part of that journey for that young person as well.
Indeed, that connection they have generally goes beyond the hours they're getting in the car. It's not just the drives they're doing in the road and learning how to parallel park. Mm. It's more about that connection they have, and it's led to volunteers getting involved in different parts of the community that they didn't know about before. It's gone for certain learners that have been able to get into work or into uni degrees or get scholarships they hadn't even heard about before. So it's a really great connector as well for those people to learn about each other but also learn about the community they're living in.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you so much. And last call, those contact details for people who want to find out more of to be a young person learning or a volunteer, how can they get in contact?
Yep, so again, straight through that website, so yarrarangers.vic.gov.au/L2P. Application forms are there as well as a little bit of info. If you need some more info as well, feel free to contact me directly at l2p@yarrarangers.vic.gov.au.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Steve. And looking forward to hearing some the next numbers for getting those people get to their P place. It's exciting to see happening.
Can't wait.
Cheers, mate. See ya. And our next guest is Natalia, who is a Youth Development Officer at Council. And Natalia is also one of the jobs she does is supporting the Freezer program. So, afternoon, Natalia. How are you? Home. So, Natalia, where are you joining us from today?
Well, I'm coming to you from the beautiful, rainy but verdant hills. And as you said, I work for Council, I work in the Youth Development team, and I'm a Youth Development Officer at Council.
Yeah, beautiful. And so part of the program you do is supporting the Freezer program. You've got two of the Freezer guests with you today, Chloe and Nick. So I'm going to let you have a little chat with Chloe and Nick and talk about all things Freezer and have you been involved. So it's over to you.
Thanks so much, Michael. I have a really fun job. As part of my role as a Youth Development Officer, I get to run Freezer, which is a state government-funded program. And in a nutshell, it's about giving young people opportunities to develop skills, skills like leadership and event management, and also to connect with professionals in the creative industries. So it is about putting on events, but I think of it as so much more than that. I think it's about giving young people opportunities to have a positive impact within their communities. And just to give you a bit of an idea of the eligibility, so we work so anyone who's between the ages of 14 to 25 who lives, works or plays in the Yarra Rangers is welcome to apply. And we'll give out some more details for how to do that later on in the segment. But I've got Nick and Chloe here with me, who are two young people in our program, and they can tell you a lot more about what Freezer is. So Nick and Chloe, welcome. Can you say a little bit about yourself and what drew you to Freezer?
Yeah, absolutely. So thank you again, Michael and everyone, for having us on here. It's really great to be here. My name's Nick, and I actually joined Freezer a few years ago, and this is the third Freezer committee that I've been a part of. And I think for me, the main thing really, the reason why I joined was to get event experience, to meet some new people, and just have a lot of fun. So I think that's really, in the core sense, what it's about for me.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. My name's Chloe, and I joined Freezer a few months ago, I think it was. I saw Triple J advertising one of the events that Freezer was hosting. It was like a festival, which we'll talk a bit more about later on. Yes, and I'm a musician myself, so I was really excited to get industry experience. So I reached out, and I've just been doing some volunteer work with the Freezer group, and it's been great to get a bit behind-the-scenes experience.
Thanks, Chloe and Nick. And Chloe, you mentioned before in our prep for this that it turned out to be a different thing than what you were expecting. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, so I kind of thought when I was signing up that I was just going to be helping out with the festival, but it's a really great community of young people there, and we support each other with so many other things as well, like literally anything that you can think of that youth may need support for, whether it's mental health issues, whether it's funding for education, stuff like that. So, yeah, it's been really awesome.
Thanks, Chloe, and thanks, Nick. And, yeah, I think, you know, we get to learn all these different skills and do it in a fun and supportive environment too. And the young people on the committee have so many different skills and strengths that they bring, and it's really great to see young people supporting each other in that way. So that's been a real privilege for me to be a part of. And what's also exciting is the events that we've got coming up. So Mick and Chloe, do you want to tell us a bit about some of the events that we're planning?
Yeah, absolutely. So I thought I'd kick it off with our next event coming up, which is a really exciting summer series. So that will actually be starting in January, and we will be hosting that throughout a few different suburbs in the Yarra Ranges, including the Basin, Lilydale, Healesville, Belgrave, Yarra Junction, Warby, Coldstream and Montrose. So I think we're really looking forward to that. And Chloe, did you want to tell business owners how they can potentially be involved?
Yeah, so pretty much what we're planning on doing is getting some live events, some live music outside of your business. So if you're a business looking to activate your area, or if you're planning on hosting an event and you're keen for some live business or any other like live dancing even, you can get in touch with us on our social media. Our tag is at Yarra Rangers Youth on Instagram and Facebook. So if you want to get involved with that, then feel free to get in contact. And also if you know any young people who would be keen to perform and do some paid gigs as well, then get in contact with us.
Awesome. Thanks for that. Thanks for that very smooth plug, Chloe. And, no, you know, it is, we want to reactivate our community. You know, like during lockdown, a lot of businesses, we know that a lot of businesses have suffered. We know that performers have lost income due to lockdown. So we're really passionate about bringing our communities back to life and bringing life back to our streets. So as Chloe said, if you do know people who are keen for an opportunity, we'd love to get in touch. So please, get in contact with us. So what else do we have coming up?
So additionally to the summer series, we also have our All Ages Tour, which is run in collaboration with The Push. And that will be happening on the 6th of February 2022 and will be headlined by The Chats and The Teenage Jones. So that's very exciting and we're really looking forward to running that. And we also have a Yarra Rangers Youth Arts Festival in March, and there will be more details to come out about that soon. And you can find out anything you want to know about both events on our social medias, which again is at Yarra Rangers Youth.
You both are seasoned professionals. What do you need me here for? Well, thanks so much for sharing that. Just thank you so much, Chloe and Nick, for coming along and sharing your experiences today, because it's always great to hear from young people within the program. I think sometimes when we think about council programs, it's hard to get a sense of what actually happens. But, you know, both of you being involved and you know, you've both been such valuable assets to the planning, and it's been so fun working with you. So thank you again for coming along today. And as both Nick and Chloe have said, our social media handle is at Yarra Rangers Youth. So you can find us on Facebook and Instagram using that handle. You can also email us at youth@yarrarangers.vic.gov.au, or you can phone us on 1300 368 333. That number again is 1300 368 333. You do a lot of different programs. Freezer's just one of them, but Freezer is sort of my passion area because that's what I run. And as Nick and Chloe both eloquently described, we've got a lot of fun events coming up. So there's lots of opportunities there, whether you're a community member, a business owner, a young person, a parent, please get in touch. We really want to work with the whole community so we can celebrate our freedoms and reconnect again. That's really what this is about. So thank you both, and thank you, Michael.
Cheers. Thank you both. And it's great to hear the stories. I'm really excited to hear about the summer series when you come back next time and tell us about how the events went. And you're here at the Council's Connection Show with Michael Goodrich from Yarra Ranges Council. And our last guest for today is Deb and Shani. Hey, Deb and Shani.
Hello.
Hello, Michael.
Good to see your face and hear your voice. Now, you guys must be so excited. You guys from the, you're joining us from the Healesville Library, but also talking about events at the Yarra Junction and Healesville Library. And the day's coming. We get to open the doors again, which is very exciting.
Yes, next Monday the 8th will be open again, so it'll be lovely to see people coming into the library and seeing them face to face rather than just on the phone would be fantastic.
Yeah. It must have been hard for you and the staff just to miss that connection into your to community and your regulars coming into the library and the kids' story times and all the stuff that can we can start again, which is really exciting. So what can people expect happening at the libraries in Healesville and in Yarra Junction?
Okay, yeah, so exciting. When we open the doors, we're going to have lots of events coming up, but still keeping them online at the beginning. So the first 2 weeks of opening, we're just going to have call and collect services and browsing and borrowing in-house. We have some online events coming up tomorrow at 3 o'clock. We have setting up your COVID-19 digital certificate. So that will be an online workshop that will help you to be able to get organised so that when you come into the library, you have your proof of vaccination ready, because that will be a condition of entry. And if you're unable to come into the library, we will still have click and collect services. We can bring the items out to the front of the library for you, and we will still be running online programming and have online resources available as well.
Yeah, fantastic.
And with all that too, we've also got click and print. So if people can't come into the library, if they're unable, they can send documents to print and we can have those available for them as well. So that's a really good service.
Yeah, fantastic. I know some people who might not have a mobile phone but need to provide proof of their vaccination, they can also be able to do that through you as well.
That's right. We'll do everything we can to help you at the front door. Get in the front door. just at the beginning there until we settle into the new way of operation. But yeah, we are continuing to keep online things happening. So we've got another event coming up tomorrow. Actually, I'll do this one first. Tomorrow at 11 o'clock. We're having a talk by Lisa. She's from the Speech Pathology Australia organisation, and it's called a Speechy Library Talk, and it's focused for children 3 to 5 years old and their parents or carers. So they can book and be online together and go through like a workshop that will help you to develop your child's language and literacy skills. So that's very exciting. You can book on our events calendar online for tomorrow if you've got a 3 to 5 year old, or if you have a 0 to 3 year old, there's another one happening on Friday at 2 o'clock. So there'll be fabulous workshops that will help you get skills to for developing literacy skills for your little ones.
And lots of information on the website.
Yeah, beautiful. And their website is yourlibrary.com.au.
That's right, yeah. So we've got another one coming up on the, is that the 22nd of November, a Zoom event, Planning Your Future. So the Eastern Community Legal Centre will introduce us to concepts of the rights of older people, elder abuse and future planning. So that sounds really good.
Yeah, fantastic.
We've got you covered, young to old.
So, I can see your excitement and hear it as well. It's just so great to get back to libraries again.
Oh, look, we're just talking with people on the phone as we're doing these call and collects, and we've had such beautiful feedback from people saying thank you so much for the services over this lockdown time. You've been our lifeline. You're invaluable. And we felt that. We really appreciate that being able to deliver this service. However, it's not the same as in-person, face-to-face, and we are just so excited to be getting back to that.
Really looking forward to it.
Yeah, and I'm sure the whole community all is as well. I'm very excited about getting back to libraries and getting there and just browse books and being at beautiful spaces, especially, both the Yarra Junction and here as well, beautiful spaces of themselves to be in and to explore and to enjoy a read and a magazine, the newspaper and see some beautiful friendly faces from the staff as well. It's just going to be very exciting for many people as well. And in time for some warm days too. So when the days get warm, people can enjoy that cool place, the library as well, or when it's raining like now. And so you said so it'll be a softer opening, the first 2 weeks, still doing the events online, but after that start to be able to run some events on site as well, just to ease into the new restrictions.
That's we'd right. definitely be easing in. When we do start with group things, they'll have to be small groups, and it will just be taking mm-hmm. it step by step as per the restrictions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautiful.
And we've also got our online services with downloading your ebooks and all of that as well, magazines too, so...
Yes, yes. And you can find all that information yeah, at yourlibrary.com.au. You've got the Canopy, which is a live streaming site, which is a fantastic, amazing list of movies and TV shows for kids and for adults. And also yeah, your ebooks and audiobooks. And it's all for free.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And while we don't
have Netflix.
While we don't have story times for the kids inside the library, we still have story times on our Facebook page and mm-hmm. in our Zoom events. And we also have the Storybox Library as well, so there's still some storytelling happening digitally.
Yeah, brilliant, brilliant. And we're looking forward to hearing some next month of those events happening. Hopefully school holidays are coming up, so we're going to have some more things to share about the school holiday programs. But, yeah, please, everyone, if you're sitting home, yep, library's open next Monday, the 8th.
Yes.
That's yeah. right. Come and line up 1.5 metres apart.
Yes. Say hi.
So thank you so much, Deb and Shane. It's been great to see your face and hear your voices today. It's exciting times to be able to come up and reconnect again. And like I said, talked about today about, you know, the youth events and live music and social and the storm recovery, and the libraries are such a heart of recovery and community as well, particularly in Heels, where in Yarra Junction they've been really the bedrock of community connecting and sharing and coming together. So it's been great to have these amazing spaces in our community for people to come and be freely open to enjoy and share them with their family and friends and with your wonderful staff there as well. So good luck next Monday.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much. And again, if you want to find out more about what's happening in the libraries and keep up to date, go to yourlibrary.com.au and have all the events available online there. But also when they start to launch events in person, they'll be listed there as well. And also the great online apps you can have and video streaming and the ebooks and audiobooks as well. So it's all there for you to explore and keep up to date with. And lastly for today's show, a little call out, Yarra Junction Council has been delivering some mental health first aid courses for community volunteers throughout this year. And we've got two new sessions coming up. We have a session coming up on the 25th of November and the 3rd of December via Zoom. And this one is a special one. It's for mental health first aid. It's a standard course. This one's targeted at for men. So the conversation will be about how to support men going through experiencing mental health illness. So it's really important. It's a free course. There's limited places, but if you want to find out more, you can go to Yarra Junction Council website and search mental health first aid, and you'll see the course details there and be able to register online. And registration close on Monday next week. We also have a seniors or older persons mental health first aid course running in January next year, which will be in person, which will be very exciting. So places again are limited to 20 people, and that course is for anybody who's an adult who you might have support or work with or volunteer with an older person aged 65 years and older. And that course is specifically designed to talk about what mental health issues and challenges older people face, particularly in regards to dementia and Alzheimer's and those diseases for older people, and how you as an adult can support that older person. Again, it's free for community volunteers within Yarra Rangers. And to find out more, you go to yarrarangers.vic.gov.au and just search mental health first aid. Both courses are free, so please employ you to come and sign up and enjoy some great training to support. You better support people in your life. That's it for us today. Thank you so much for listening at the Council Connection Show, and we'll see you again on the first Wednesday of the month from 2 to 3 p.m.